I suspect you have been missing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You're like, where is she? Isn't it funny that ever since she got her rear end chewed by Nancy Pelosi, she has been nowhere to be found? Now, AOC has been flying under the radar. Well, for a while, but she resurfaced yesterday. She's coming up for air. She's ready to get back into the thick of things. She's getting warmed up to return to the game. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Bite number two from AOC. Where has she been? Here she is now.
Do you feel on Israel, you said this administration has established concentration camps on the southern border of the United States for immigrants, mm-hmm. where they are being brutalized in dehumanizing conditions and dying. You got a lot of grief for mm-hmm. using the word concentration camps. Mm-hmm. Do you regret that? Or do you think people misinterpret it?
Yeah, well, I think there's a few things at play. One, I don't regret it at all.
Number one, I don't regret it at all. I don't regret comparing murder of millions to the detention of a few thousand at the southern border. I don't concern myself with comparing labor camps and forced labor camps and extermination camps in Nazi Germany. That's just the same as detaining people at the southern border. Oh, it's good to have her back, isn't it? You wondered where she went? Well, now you know, and she's back. She's back. Anyhow, here's a little something for you. While we're getting on a little bit of a roll with the left, why not? Danielle Moody Mills was appearing on MSNBC as some sort of a fact-checking expert. And during a fact-checking segment, had this to say. She's there to be a fact checker, an official person, an expert on what the truth is. Bite number six. This is what MSNBC passes off as a fact checking segment. Bite number six.
This administration doesn't want to protect anything or anyone other than white supremacy. So that's just the fact. But we have to do the work. And that's the thing, is that all of this gaslighting, all of the lies, it keeps us spinning so that we can't pay attention to everything. But that's the work that Donald Trump has put on our plates. We have to tell the truth about who he is, what he's doing, how he's manipulating the public, and also tell the truth about the policies and who he's hurting and why he's hurting them.
She was there, by the way, to talk about the Endangered Species Act and some updates and changes that have made to the Endangered Species Act. And the only thing that Donald Trump wants to protect are white supremacists. I see. And you're there for a fact-checking segment. Good to have you, Danielle. The outrage. It's incredible, isn't it? All right. So, let's see. Where are we going next? Oh, yes. Chris Cuomo. I wish we could play the whole tape of Chris Cuomo going completely out of control. Starts telling a guy he's going to, you know, throw him down a flight of stairs because he called him Fredo. Hey, Fredo. You know, the funny thing about that is he'll be known as Fredo for the rest of his life. Hey, Fredo Cuomo. If I saw the man, is exactly what I'd say. Hey, look at everybody. It's Fredo. I mean, when you act like a complete ass, because some guy calls you Fredo, it's a racist term. It's a racist term. Newsflash, Chris, I realize your steroids are completely out of control, and you had a massive, overwhelming bout of roid rage at that moment. You've considered yourself Fredo. You've called yourself Fredo. Oh, yeah, we've got the tape. Here, Kurt Sliwa. Kurt Sliwa in New York City talking to Chris Cuomo just a couple years ago. Bite number four, go.
I've dubbed it La Cuomo Nostra, that there is a group of people, of politicos, who always hint that they might run but don't necessarily plunge all the way, and they are members of La Cuomo Nostra.
So who am I then, Fredo?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So
you
better be careful.
Leave it there. Who am I? Fredo? Yes. For the rest of your life, you are Fredo, you punk. What a piece of garbage this guy is. By the way, because, you know, Cuomo is after the guy calling for it. That's a racist term. It's as bad as the N-word. It's as bad. No, it's not a racist term at all. And therefore, by definition, it can't be as bad as the N-word or anything else. And by the way, Chris Cuomo on his own failing program on the former news network known as CNN or Chicken Noodle News, the term Fredo thrown out just a few weeks ago, just recently by Anna Navarro, the alleged conservative, which, of course, she's not. Bite number eight, go.
Daddy kept Fredo back home. So who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says? Who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says?
All right, you know what?
I don't want to talk about
Anna, you said that entitled little brat.
So he calls himself Fredo. He thinks it's cool if Donald Trump Jr. is called Fredo, because Fredo is referring to somebody who's weak and stupid. So you see how that fits. Fredo Cuomo, weak and stupid. It's and he's not the only one dismissing the whole Fredo's a racist term. No, it's not. Just because the liberals, it's racist. We have nothing else to say. Chris Matthews was caught red-handed using white supremacist language here just recently on MSNBC. Did you know that? Uh-oh. Chris Matthews caught red-handed using white supremacist language on MSNBC. It's bite number seven. Go.
Like inviting the son, Fredo-like son of the president, to a meeting to give him dirt on his father's opponent in a way that a child would accept that.
There it is. Because Fredo is a race term like the N-word, and therefore it's white supremacy, and therefore Chris Matthews using white supremacist language, Chris Cuomo chuckling about the use of the term Fredo, Chris Cuomo referring to himself as Fredo on the Sliwa program. Chris Sliwa, and the list just goes on and on and on. It is such absurdity, but there... I mean, you wouldn't have it any other way, would you? Of course not. All right, this part of the program brought to you by, I'm going to get to it here, brought to you by the folks at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Once you retire, that regular paycheck from your job is going to stop, but the bills won't. You'll still have to pay your monthly utilities. You'll need health care. You're still going to have to pay taxes, even in retirement. Yes, it's true, but fortunately, you have a 401k or an IRA. How do you convert that money from those accounts into retirement income? Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas at Life Plan Financial can help you do that. They'll sit down with you, design a personalized distribution strategy that can generate lifetime income. You won't have to worry about whether the market is up or down or about who's sitting in the White House. You can focus instead on the things that matter to you, like spending more time with your family, meeting some friends for lunch, doing all of those things you never had time to do before. Call Bruce and Michael, 517-323-7526, to talk about a customized retirement plan just for you, or go online, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. And again, don't miss your chance to get a free water test. That's never been more important than it is today, a free water test to make it as pure and perfect as it should be. Our good friends at Wolverine can do that for you, and you can get entered to win a free reverse osmosis water system for your home or your cabin. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Wolverine free water banner right there. Left-hand side of the homepage. Don't miss it. Do it now.
Reverse osmosis water systems from Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, provide the best drinking water you can get. Pure water has never been more important. And right now, you can register to win a brand new reverse osmosis system from your friends at Wolverine worth $2,700. Just go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button. Sign up for your free water test and get entered to win a brand new reverse osmosis system for your home, cottage, or anywhere you want it to be. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved. And that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council. Hey!